This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, are there any other benefits of having a pure intention, niyyah, and sincerity, ikhlas, as regards to our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah? Now, dear listeners, we've talked about how the element that gives importance to a person's actions is his intention, their motives, their objectives, their purpose, as well as one's sincerity in their acts of servitude, acts of ubudiyyah. But a pure intention and sincerity also have many other benefits. For example, one of the benefits is the management of society. For example, if the administrators of society conduct their affairs with goodness of intention and sincerity, better results can be achieved and justice can be observed. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam and the most perfect example and miracle of the Holy Prophet, said to one of his strongest companions, Malik al-Ashtar, who especially accompanied the Imam in the battles of Jamal and Siffin, and was appointed as the governor to Egypt by Imam Ali. Imam Ali alayhi salam says to him, "For the implementation of social justice, seek assistance from the people with good intentions." Najj al-Balagha, letter number 53. And so, dear friends, the spirit of sincere benevolence is the strongest foundation for the implementation of justice. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tahrani.
اگر شخصی در پشت سر برادر مؤمنش برای او دعا کنه، نودی من العرش.
If a person recites a dua, a supplication for his believing brother, when not present, there will be a call from the divine realm of Allah. Not by an angel, but by Allah Himself, who is the creator of the angels. In that call from the divine realm of Allah, it is stated that your reward for such action will be multiplied 100,000 times.
وَإِذَا دَعَا لِنَفْسِهِ كَانَتْ لَهُ وَاحِدَةً يَكِبُتْ
Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam in a tradition states, if the mentioned Muslim recited the dua, the supplication, only for himself and not behind his believing brother, then the reward will be counted as only one. Now you tell me, which one is better? 100,000 times guaranteed or only one? And a question comes up, that which one? He wouldn't know for certain whether he will be granted that one reward or not. If I have recited the dua only for myself, I would get one reward, and still I would not be sure about that one reward being granted or not. Now, which one is better? 100,000 times reward, which is guaranteed by Allah Himself, or the one which is not even guaranteed?
پشتبانش خداست و ضمانت کرده بالاتر است یا یکی که معلوم نیست به هدف اجابت برسد کدوم؟
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now talking about some other benefits of good intentions and sincerity, we find that one of the benefits is the improvement of economic conditions. For example, kind-hearted, benevolent, and sincere individuals are more successful even in economic and occupational affairs, and their sincerity supports social prestige, customer attraction, and people's trust in dealing with them. Perhaps this following statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam is related to this issue. The sustenance of every person is proportionate with his intention. This is in Ghurral al-Hikam. Now, good social relations is another benefit. Good-natured and well-intentioned persons are held in high esteem by the people, and even if they were to commit a mistake, their lives will not become bitter, and the people will still love them because of their sincerity and goodness of intention. Imam Ali alayhi salam, again in Fihrist Ghurar al-Hikam, says, Anyone who has good intentions has a greater chance of success, while his life is purer and it is necessary to befriend him. This is an amazing effect of having a righteous intention. And on the contrary, if intentions are wicked and mischievous, their consequences will affect the person himself. And in addition to the next worldly consequences, social calamities in this world will follow. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, again we find in Fihrist Ghurar al-Hikam, page 398, says under the word niyyah, when the intention is corrupt, affliction will come.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Khaifin, The Whispered Prayer of the Fearful. Please stay with me. نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله أنا العبد الفقير أنا. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, lock not toward those who profess your unity the doors of your mercy, and veil not those which you has exalted by its professing your unity. How will you burn it in the heat of your fires? My God, a heart which has been knotted by its love for you, how will you burn it in the heat of your fires? My God, give me sanctuary from your painful wrath and your mighty anger. O all-loving, O all-kind, O compassionate, O merciful, O compeller, O subduer, O all-forgiver, O all-covering, deliver me through your mercy from the chastisement of the fire and the disgrace of shame, when the good are set apart from the evil, forms are transformed, terrors terrify, the good doers are brought near, the evil doers taken far, and every soul is paid in full what it has earned, and they shall not be wrong. إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جرد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جرد ولا رمق وأنا العبد الفقير وأنا غرامي أنتم وعلنا إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لك وللملك يا مولانا.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, Fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن